For what?
For a bar.
Ready? Good place for
that's
bars.
What started this whole. That's what started this whole
are
conversation.
Ready?
I'm not. I may not be for another half an hour or so.
Okay. Are we on? Are we on? Good afternoon. It's wonderful. It's nice to see everybody here. We've had an interesting morning, and I think we're going to have an interesting afternoon. This is the Superintendent's Evaluation Tools discussion, October 22nd, 1 p.m. We are audio recorded. I think we know why we're here, and it's great to have everybody present. Last time we focused on this, Ms. Disney, because of your family issues, you weren't available. We wanted you to be part of this, so it has worked very well. I'd also like to thank Ms. Jimenez on record for the hard work she did. And in her honor, all my little sticky notes were purple. So in her book, I do appreciate that. Let's get started. Dr. Adams, I know that you've had a chance to look at what has been presented in here. I know all board members have had more than enough time to look at what the instrument has been. And Ms. Jimenez, I know you started the discussion before, and not everybody was up to speed, including myself, for the discussion. So if you would like to proceed, and then that can be a jumping off place for our further discussion, if you don't mind.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'd like to start with a proposal for the board. And what I've done, this is a very rough copy, and you could each just take one and pass them around. This is a very rough copy, but what I've done, you all have the different examples of the tools used in different school districts. And if you could turn to the example from Collier County and take a look at the first page. Bless you. We're not going to use their content. I didn't have the ability to create a spreadsheet, an Excel sheet, the way this is done. But what I did want to propose to the board is that we set up the evaluation in a way that is similar to this from the perspective of you write down what the goal is, and then underneath the goal, you have your objectives and your outcomes. And that way you have some kind of an artifact or report, something that will help in the decision-making process in terms of whether or not each of those objectives were achieved. So I just wanted you to see what the format would look like, because I didn't have the technological ability to come up with that format. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is that throughout the document that I gave you, there is a scale. And that is not my recommendation necessarily for the scale. That was just from the rough draft. One of the documents I looked at had a met, partly met, and then it also had mostly met or not met. That seems very vague. And so this would be part of the discussion that the board would have. Do you want to have a 1 to 5 scale, a 1 to 10 scale, or any other scales in, for example, in Hillsborough County, if you turn to that, they have a 1 to 5 scale, and they define it as outstanding, above satisfactory, satisfactory, conditional, unsatisfactory. So they give it a little bit more definition. And if you look in Orange County, they have a 4-point rating system: commendable, meets expectation, reasonable progress toward expectation, needs improvement. So my point being that you are aware that we need to make that decision collectively, so I don't want that scale in parentheses, which I included throughout, to you know, distract you from the content. Okay, so having said that, what I did with the format that I used was I took the document we received from Dr. Adams, and all I did was try to make a distinction between what is it that we're trying to accomplish and what is the outcome that we're expecting. So if you go to the handout we got, this one with the yellow, okay, this was the latest iteration of those goals. I didn't recopy everything, but for example, for academic, the first objective was to engage in non-evaluative classroom observations for the purpose of gathering information on types of classroom delivery models. Okay? What that, to me, is saying that what the superintendent wants to do is to increase student engagement and time on task. That is what the objective is. How do you get there? By gathering data to determine the types of classroom delivery models, and then eventually using that data to increase student time on task. So I don't know if you are seeing what I try to do in terms of separating what the goal is. For example, if you look at Objective 2, the general goal is to increase student achievement in reading. That's the goal. When we evaluate the superintendent, how are we going to measure movement toward that goal? By looking to see if we met the 2012-2014 AMO targets, and if not met, looking to see if we decreased the percentage level of 1 and 2s by 10%. And I think it's important with these types of outcomes to remember that the goal of the evaluation is to look at what we're doing well, and how we get better, instead of being an I gotcha thing. Because with some of our goals, it is going to take time to reach those goals. It's a process. So if we're seeing learning gains, if we're seeing growth, and we're seeing movement in that direction, it's important to acknowledge that in our evaluation, instead of just looking at it and saying, no, goal was not met in terms of the number. That's the superintendent is not doing her job, because she may be doing her job, but that goal is harder to reach. So some of these have more subtleties to them. Others are very direct. For example, look at objective number 5. The goal is to develop a plan for schools of innovation. That's what the superintendent told us she wanted to do. So the outcome is that there will be some kind of implementation document for the 2014-2015 school year. So some of them are very concrete. Some of them are also very concrete in terms of being data, but the data doesn't tell the whole story. In the same way that a test score in a classroom doesn't even begin to quantify all the other work that goes on in that classroom. So all I did, and I'm not going to read this for you, but all I did was for each of the goals that the superintendent had, I just used her language and her ideas to make a separation between what is the objective, what do we want to accomplish, and then what does that outcome look like, because she had them both combined. And I thought it would be helpful for us to separate them. But again, that is just my recommendation, looking at this, you know, after we had a chance to look at what she said and look at all of the samples. And then in the section that says notes, I propose some other objectives or ask questions from my personal perspective about things that I think are missing or things that could be added. So that's the part of the goals. And then if you go to the very last page, there's a section on professional standards. And that section on professional standards are ongoing expectations that we have of our superintendent beyond the specific goals that she set. And a lot of them, where you see current pages 5 and 6, that comes, a lot of those items could come from our current tool to help us define what do we mean by leadership, what do we mean by effective board relations, and so on. So I just wanted to start putting that out there for your consideration and your feedback, with the understanding that that is all that that is, and that I have no other expectations beyond your considering the clarification. And that clarification can occur in any way the board corporate deems proper. I just thought I'd begin the conversation by sharing an example of one perspective.
And I appreciate that, because at our last meeting, that is exactly what I said. For me, anyway, I was looking for was something, a jumping off point, and that's exactly what you've given us. Thank you for that additional work. So we need to start the conversation. Dr. Adams, do you have any comments? Or
It makes sense to me, okay, because I think what I hear in the outcome is you're looking not only what we're currently doing, which that tends to be what the last page is about, you know. We have a scale of, we use a scale of 1 to 5 right now.
One to 10.
Oh, that was 1 to 10. I like 1 to 5 better, but I also like the idea of looking at various ways of expressing that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know what I mean? Or 1, 2, 3, 4. But it's easy to take the objectives for academic and put them in a format such as this and indicate the outcomes. You know, it's kind of a nice format. It's easy to read, you know, so you're taking the information I gave you, making it a little bit more specific in the measurable outcomes, and I've done and can expand on that, but it's really how are you going to evaluate that work then. So I appreciate that you took the work that I've already done and put it into maybe a little different format.
Okay. Other discussion? Ms. Dixon?
Looking at the examples we have, St. John's is almost identical to ours except the way it's laid out.
Is it?
Yeah, well, it talks about a lot of the qualities of a superintendent, and many of them are not quantifiable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to get away from that one. Hillsboro, I think, has too many redundancies. There's like one point after another point after another point that you have to, you know, it would be very difficult to assess on a simple goal. If you had a very simple goal, it'd be really tough to use that Hillsboro template. I do like the Collier County layout. I think that having the objectives up there and then the measurable outcomes, it gives everyone an idea of, you know, what our thinking process was as we were doing evaluations. However, I would not use the descriptives that they use, nor do I want to do our 1 through 10. And, in fact, I'd like to get away from a 1 through 5 because that it tends to be equated with grades in the public side. They look at A through F. So if you had that one in the middle, they would call you a C.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you a C. It may mean that you're actually doing what we asked you to do.
Right.
And so one through five in any way is not a good system. But the Orange County, they use 5, but the fifth one is more or less does not apply, sort of. What did they call that in the summary?
Commendable meets expectation.
Yeah.
Reasonable progress toward expectation.
But they have a fifth one. You only see 4 until you get to the summary, I think.
What page?
I'm looking at some of this, and I don't see.
Not observed is what it's called. Orange.
Oh.
Yeah, and that actually was on there 11-12, which is in the other book.
Can you tell me where that is?
No.
What page?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's on the 11-12 document that they had.
Because
I have a history of documents and how they've evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the commendable meets expectation, reasonable part. Those I like those, and they won't be looked at as grades.
Okay, but if you recall, there was no grade this year. I took the descriptive.
No, I know you didn't.
I did.
But the public still did. The public still said, oh, a 5, that's a C.
Right.
The public did that. So I know
but,
you did.
But I was trying to get away from that because that is,
yes.
That, and that's why I used something that was descriptive. So I'm glad that at least.
Yeah. So
your comments are in favor of that because mm-hmm. what is a number is a number. We can manipulate a number
right.
any way you want.
Right. So I like these, and even percentages are going to be looked at as oh well.
I don't like percentages.
She had 50%.
Yeah.
Well, that's an F. So I would be inclined to go with a Collier County style
mm-hmm.
presenting the information, but using maybe something like the Orange County. Ratings. Yeah.
Mr. McCain?
Were
you through Canada?
Yeah, I can save it for later. That's just one piece.
No, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
You take a breath.
I don't have anything right now.
You take a breath.
I will say, and thank you again, Ms. Simmons, because this was good. This was a good discussion, and it correlates with what the superintendent's expecting for certain, her goals. I have to say that I would hope that we will, and in your comments, not met, you're starting with a positive, but I will tell you, we have two examples here where they are looking for negative comments. The board is looking for negative comments. They did not meet objective. Partly met, mostly, and I forget what the other one said. The other one was, again, it was the same. That's what I did for a living for a lot of years. I mean, we know that's what you're looking for. Right? You start off with the negative, and that's immediately what the focus is. So I would not be in favor of that. I do like what you were talking about. I think that's much clearer. The percentages, I would not be supportive of that. That doesn't mean it wouldn't be, none of this wouldn't be the board's direction, but I don't feel percentages are anything that we should be dealing with, and I'd like to see numbers gone completely. Numbers or percentages gone completely, and let's talk about the job, and I referenced something that Ms. Amanda said earlier. What is being done? What is happening? I think was your... What is happening? Not, well, she did it, she got a 4 out of 5, right, on this. No, what's happening? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And we're still going to have everybody, you're going to have 5 individuals who are going to be doing that assessment.
Or 4.
Or 4. It's a long time away. I can hardly see it. But we want to make certain that it is... that it has a purpose, not just some number to be hanging out there on somebody. And I know you're a big girl and you can take numbers and we can do whatever we want, but that's not the purpose of an evaluation. It's just not. So, yeah.
And one thing I'd like to do, I don't have the wording with me right now because I realized I took everything out of my binder, but I do think it would be wonderful to preface it with a statement that really says that the goal of this evaluation is to support the work that's being done and not just to point out all the negatives. And there's the phrasing that I had just kind of encapsulated in a very positive way, because I do think that we face so many challenges and we have to begin from a place of positive with the understanding that we can inquire and encourage and when need to, forcefully say this needs to improve. But that isn't the end-all and be-all, because there's so much that is working. And it can't all be about, let's find all the negative and put it out there. We need to make sure that we enter it from a place of balance, the good and the challenging. And let's improve the challenging and use that as a kind of like a lens.
The goals that I did in 2008 are in here. The purpose is what we should call them. Indian River County's evaluation system provides for student achievement to be the primary basis for assessment by, one, utilizing a collaborative process for establishing benchmarks for district goals, two, ensuring accountability, and three, fostering professional growth. And then there's a statement after that about how we're going to make our decisions, what data we're going to use, and that kind of stuff. And then below that, it's a list of beliefs, that the evaluation process must comply with the law, must focus on the goals, must include objectives and measurable criteria, that kind of stuff.
So what you're saying is there is a lead-in statement,
Yes. So we had that. We have that, but it's probably time to update it.
Yeah.
So if you'll find your version,
yes, I will.
And we can go from there and then tear it apart and throw it back together again.
McCain?
Do you want to see percentages and numbers, or do you?
No, not necessarily.
You're a numbers guy,
No, not necessarily.
You need to see
a
scoreboard.
Please don't think I'm not interested and don't think it's important. I just learn a lot more by listening than I do by talking. And if I just let you guys talk, I can usually figure it all out.
You hear me like the rooster in the hen house.
I'm not sure what to ask at this point.
All Okay, that's all right.
I haven't heard anything that I disagree with. That
okay,
I can't
that's
live with.
Important.
That's what I'm saying.
That's input that
yeah,
we need to.
If I hear that, you know, something I don't like,
okay,
I'll let you know.
That's that we need too. Again, I say it's nice to have a document to go from, and everybody at the table together, which I think is we have to have. Dr. Adams, I would really like, you know, your comments as to you're the one who's going to have to achieve these goals when all is said and done. Convey them to your staff. Make certain that it's working. And, you know.
Well, first of all, I think that it would be good to have the same measure for these as well as your leadership using the same standard. In
okay.
other words, using
like
the same
sure.
verbiage or
okay.
percentage.
The soft evaluation
right.
versus the measurable. Doing it with the soft.
Well,
pieces.
I'm just saying use the same rubric for both.
Mm-hmm.
These goals, the district goals that I've brought forward, as well as those leadership, integrity, community participation, use the same rubric, whatever that would be. I think that when you look at it, people will do their own numbering system. I don't know that you need to have numbers on it. People will do that themselves. I think that what I would say is to use whatever verbiage you think is going to best describe, like commendable, or you know, I like the idea that some of it says you're making progress, but you're not quite there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or it's commendable.
And that's
I think those are more descriptive mm-hmm. things that tell the story about where you think, you know, your leader is. So I tend to like that, even without the numbers. Let somebody else put the numbers to it. But
we can't just take a document and not understand our part of ownership in that document.
Yeah, right.
Because we have to have ownership, not just in setting forth a document, but our responsibility in making. In other words, if there is a goal and we reject something that you feel is essential to that achievement, then we have not done our part, or we need to just take that particular goal and say, you know, we can't hold you accountable because we're not going to be supportive of what you want to do with it, in my opinion.
Carol, I don't understand that.
Okay. Let's say the goal is increase third grade student reading proficiency. That was the objective. It's objective 4 under goal number 1. Increase third grade student reading proficiency 90% by 2018. That's our objective. Well, let's say it is our moonshot goal. And let's say a year from now or 2 years from now, Dr. Adams comes in and she has a proposal to have every child have some sort of computer-assisted learning program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would happen, but that's my example. And we say, no, that is not cost-effective, we don't think, as individuals, and we reject that proposal. Mm-hmm. We can't hold her then accountable when she, in her assessment, as she has gone along with this moonshot moment, by not allowing her the tools that she is going to need. That's a little far-fetched.
Okay. So
that's
one of the things that I did this year that I haven't done in years past is bring forward more goals. You know, we've kind of had broad goals before. And I agree, like, we're holding other leaders in the district responsible for specific goals and outcomes and evidence that you've done that. I feel the same way about this. What we did do as a group is we went through these goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you gave some good feedback. I mean, this document has changed from when I first gave it. I think the thing now is, do we have agreement on what these are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is there anything else that you feel is not there or you don't want on here? So we have had a couple of discussions on this. Okay, but I think we don't need to do that today unless you want to, but I think the other part of this is reaching agreement together.
Well, we have time to do that today. If that's the direction of the board, I really feel that
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not a step 1 and step 2. They must be mm-hmm. done in tandem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I did have a comment, because I think what you said is really important. When you look at your specific goals, your success is going to depend on your staff creating. For example, the implementation document for the Schools of Innovation, you as superintendent is not, we don't expect you to create that document, but the accountability comes with each goal. If there is a that goal is delegated to a group or a leader, an administrative leader, your responsibility is to make sure that it is done. Because when we come to you and say, okay, we're getting ready for 2014-15 and we want to know the plan, what's happening in these schools, your staff would have done their work and you're like, board, here it is, we're ready to go, and then whatever the follow-up is. So I think for these goals that you've set, a lot of them are contingent on your leadership and the accountability that you hold for your staff when you delegate these responsibilities. Whereas when we look at the last section, the professional standards, those are on you. Mm-hmm. Those are your behaviors, your leadership, but just very specific to your role as superintendent. And my understanding is that as we move forward, these goals from year to year, some of them may remain the same and are deepened, and some of them may be accomplished and other goals replace them.
And I would expect that you would want to bring some of them forward again. Like, where are we with the moonshot?
Right. And that's
okay, we've made this, what's the next step? For?
Well, our goal of getting the right people in place of last year with our HR and our curriculum, that's not a goal we need right now. We need to make certain that those people are the right people, that they are working with the team. I mean, that's part of your evaluation of them, not our evaluation of them.
And still looking forward, because I have succession written in here. What's next?
That's true.
Where's the next? You know, that's because there are next. You know what I mean? So
well, then let's talk about the goals, and let's talk about, you know, is there anything we want to change? Do you want to work off this document, or do you want to work off of the old document? Which would you rather work off of?
I thought I had everything with me, but I don't have
one.
Okay, how about if we get some copies of this? Okay.
I've got all this junk and
I think that's
junk.
Can I ask the question?
While we
wait for those copies, I wanted to get a sense of what the board thinks about when we look at the evaluation from Collier County. They list all the objectives, and then underneath they have an outcome indicator. And I was curious as to whether the board would want for each objective to have the artifacts identified, so that, or do you want to do, these are all the objectives, and then you list all the outcomes, and you don't create a relationship between
On the one I'm going to give you now, there is an outcome stated on each one of those. When she brings that back?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I guess my input to that would be, there should be lots of artifacts. Mm-hmm. There could be several artifacts that go with any given outcome. Mm-hmm. More than what might be listed in here. You know what I'm saying? If the outcome is to develop on the student, on the I'm thinking one that I have an action plan, timeline task. Mm-hmm. After you gather the data and you look at the trends and you come up with an action plan, okay? The indicator is that action plan, but then there should be artifacts that go along with that. Right?
But I guess going back to that one, I guess where what prompted me to create this document was that when I look at the way this is set up, that sentence, engage in non-evaluative classroom observations for the purpose of gathering information on types of classroom delivery models, you're including your outcome, which is to engage those observations. Mm-hmm. But what you're trying to do, as I read it, my inference is that your goal is to increase student engagement and time on task. That is what I think the goal, that's what I'm hearing your goal is, and then how are you going to do it? That's your outcome. Okay. But some of them have everything combined, and that's why I felt the need to tease them.
Got it. So in year one, you would gather the data,
right,
and from the data, you would write an action plan and that type of thing. So It's just putting more of those pieces in there. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
But that being said, and I'm not trying to be difficult, but that being said, my rubric for evaluating what the indicators are could be very different than my evaluation of the indicators, could be very different than my fellow board members, because I may look at things and say, well, I think that that's great, but I think maybe we should have included all of the indicators, and I don't see all the indicators. I think the result is great, but maybe not all the indicators have been exactly, I don't even say indicated, but the indicators have been indicated, in my opinion, as one person reviewing that, as one board member reviewing that. Mm-hmm. Is that confusing? Okay. I do my best to make sure. I do. I make sure that, all right.
So maybe when we get them back, we can take a look at the sheet that I have, and then walk us through one of those to say, okay, let's take a look at what the indicators might look like.
Honestly, y'all left my literal world about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm not trying to be funny or mean. I'm dead serious.
If I feel the goal has been met, I do not feel that I need to sit here and go, well, I didn't see or I don't remember an indicator that was this, so that's going to be a negative response because I didn't see that particular indicator. Does that better explain what I'm trying to say, maybe?
Yeah, but so here's an example. So we don't want to look at particular indicators, but if
I don't mind looking for
if the superintendent says, okay, I want to increase student engagement and time on task. And this first year, my goal is to figure out what the baseline is, so that from this year forward, as I continue in this goal, I have a baseline to compare to. So when I look at the evaluations, I'm going to want to say, okay, was that accomplished? The board should have a knowledge of what that baseline is.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And so that's what I think belongs. Yeah. In the outcome, like some of these are, did you do it? Did you not do it?
Yeah.
Did you say what? Did you do what you said you were going to do? Some of them are a little bit more complicated.
They are.
That's where the challenge is, because, for example, the moonshot moment. We're working towards 2018, but I think that part of this is, okay, next year, what are we doing towards 2018? In third grade specifically, we want to see that SAT 10 proficiency increase. But we need to know what that baseline is, and it seems like the baseline now is 60%, and the goal is to move it to 66%. So I would look at that, get the information, and say yes, no,
yes.
And if not, why not? Because there may be a very good reason why that didn't happen, and we have to be open to saying this is an opportunity to be supportive. Maybe the technology didn't work when the test was being given, and, you know, whatever.
Okay. Gotcha. And let's use another example. Let's take number one, engage in non-evaluative classroom observations for the purpose of gathering information. Okay, so the indicator here, and we're going to use Collier County, is one of the superintendent's measurable outcome indicator was develop and implement a communication plan. So what this says, we'll develop and implement an action plan to increase student time on task.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm using that example that would fit in here.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now it says inclusive of. So what this is going a little bit further to say is, as I go through that process, there's going to be 100 evaluations. People are going to be trained on using the rubric that will be used when they go into the classroom. So there are steps that are taken along the way that will get you to that point. Okay? So in this, at the end of the day, there might be more steps that you had to go through, but this could indicate some of those steps that you might be taking along the way. Okay, so would that be a good example of, like, the first one here, the action plan?
And so then, just to feedback on that, so if that is the objective, to develop and implement that plan for this particular year, the goal
for next year
is to develop that baseline, to do whatever it is you need to do to come up with a baseline and get some idea of where you're at, so that
the baseline will provide you with the information that you need to develop an action plan.
So that would be your outcome.
That's correct. The outcome would be the action plan, but then how you got there, the indicators of how you got there would be superintendent's roundtable discussion, briefings. I mean, that's how they indicated.
And it would also mean that this is a goal that is going to be a long-term goal, because you're going to get that baseline, but it doesn't mean that your students are necessarily going to be, you're working towards that, and you may be doing things while you do the baseline with teachers may be doing things to engage students further and so on and so forth, but we're trying to tackle it in a more kind of process.
Systematic.
Conversation, but if people don't have,
we have a lull. We need to make it productive.
So again, what you see under those goals is just basically my interpretation of what the objectives and the outcomes were. I do have a couple under the notes area. I do have a couple of comments that I made, and under the academic goal, I asked the question if we needed to have any specific goal toward the preparation for the Common Core State Standards implementation, and the same thing around meaningful technology implementation, because we tend to focus on technology for testing and review, but technology as a tool for teaching. And I've talked to Dr. Adams about that, and it seems like that's something that's ongoing, so there may not be a need to tease it out as a specific goal, because it's ongoing. So I feel comfortable with that. And I just wanted to make sure that I shared that since I wrote it down. But under goal number 2, which is human resource development and management, I did put a note. I don't know where this language would fit or if the board would like to see this language included, but I know that this is a growing edge for us as a district, and I got this language from another school district. And here, what they said was, they wanted one of the goals of their superintendent to be to establish productive relationships with bargaining groups while managing contracts effectively. And I don't know if that's more of one of the soft goals in terms of how you facilitate that conversation, but I do think that it's something that's been ongoing in the school district, and I would like to see it somewhere acknowledged as a growing edge and somewhere as a goal. And that's just my personal opinion. Seeing it, I thought, well, somebody else is doing it, so I'm going to just throw it out there. But that was my observation on that particular goal. And then under goal 3, school culture and climate, this is more general, but I also had a suggestion for something along the lines of promoting and expecting a climate of tolerance, acceptance, and civility. And, how do you do that? By having diversity training on a regular basis, by being responsive to student, parent, and staff concerns. And then I shared with Dr. Adams, and I am not online here in the school district on my iPad, and my computer doesn't work very well, so I haven't been able to get on the website. But there is one of the school districts has, I think it's Hillsborough County, but I'm not 100% sure, they have a great website that has the focus of one of the pages on their website is to be a link for a lot of different forms that can be used to give the school district input. So, for example, they do have a form on any input on bullying, for example, and other issues. And I know that something like that comes with a cost, but I do think that if we're talking about being equitable in improving our school climate, we have to have ways of input, because if you look at goal number 4, when we talk about collaboration and communication with families and community, everything that is being done there is one way. We're going to give you a Twitter feed. We're going to improve the school website. And I added, we do the email updates. We invite 2 people to sit on IRFIL, but there's nothing about how the collaboration and the involvement comes the other way. So something like this could help with our school climate, with people feeling that they're being heard, not that we could solve all those problems, and it could go under either one. So I'm just putting it out there again, and, you know, it's one opinion, but I saw that there was a lack there. And, you know, again, it's from one perspective. So, and then there's a final one on promoting involvement of stakeholders on the last page, and ideas of how we can do that.
And maybe I'm reading wrong on goal number 3.
Okay.
Under your notes with the objective, promote and expect climate of tolerance, acceptance, and civility. Mm-hmm. What you have listed there in your discussion to me dealt with adults. And I think we're missing the most important component, which is student. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to do... Yeah, I mean, only because that's what character counts was, mm-hmm. but what that is ingrained in our I mean, that's something that still is out there legislatively mandated. So when we're talking about diversity training, yes, it's important for the adults to be involved. When we talk about being responsive to students, parents, and staff, it's important for the adults to be involved. And report forms, of course, are adults, mm-hmm. Where they can give their feedback. But I think we've lost focus on what the objective is, which is the student has to know what the expectation is. And I really think that is, to me, the most important component. None of this is necessary if you have a strong culture in your schools mm-hmm. that talks about, you know, bullying, mm-hmm. Teasing, name calling, all of those things. And it also talks about, you know, personal responsibility and accountability and, you know, what are my responsibilities? Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, I'd like to see, you know, if we're going to go down that line, that trail, I would really like for us to see something that is a little more student-focused.
Right.
And that is school culture.
And school climate, culture.
And you and I talked about that.
Yeah. So this is a key,
yes,
you know, and that's a big thing that we're doing today. You know, one of the things, I do get messages from the website, you know what I mean? I get people email, be nice if my email will be to the website, or it's on the website. But I think there are always better ways to get information from people. So I think looking at forms or a better way of setting up something on the website where the community feels like they have the opportunity to get input on certain things is mm-hmm. not a bad idea.
But we're still moving forward on the Facebook and
Twitter
rather. Sorry.
Yeah. What I was hearing, that's a push out. How about push in?
Right.
Absolutely.
How about a hotline that only takes messages that people can just say, you know, leave a voice message. What they
wanted to say. You and I heard from some folks at a school district that had that. What school district was that, Karen?
I have it written down in my office.
Oh, you had.
So those are a couple of different ways that we could investigate.
I like that.
To look at doing something like that. So,
There are still people who, you know, the telephone is their primary way of communicating.
Right.
Many of us don't even have home phones anymore.
True.
For some folks,
that's true. We've gone to telephones for our health care now.
See, technology is not the answer to everything.
Yeah. Well, the one goal, area is to implement new parent community communication tools through the use of technology. So whether it's a phone or whether it's a form online, put some type of an indicator under that.
Okay.
You know, to look at.
I like
right.
that. And to follow up the conversation, too, thank you for lifting that up, because all of this is done with the interests of students in mind, and we didn't even mention the students. I know, for example, that we do have those boxes where students mm-hmm. can write about incidents, and maybe a way to make that more effective is to do a little bit more education around that. And reminding, you know, I don't know where that would fit in, because sometimes they don't know that that's another recourse if they don't feel comfortable
saying. I hope that what you heard the other day and what you're hearing is that there's much greater activity and interest in getting students talking about those types of things. And so I think, I hope you don't make that a goal of mine, but I promise you'll is you're right. I mean, what are some of the vehicles we have in place right now that maybe people aren't aware of? But the bullying and the just all of those other things. I really feel good about the fact that the student support specialists are stepping up and trying to organize the invisibles, which is was one example. Mm-hmm. It's just one example. And giving a venue and a place for students that need to have either anonymously put information in or feel comfortable enough to come to a group and do it, but having both of those opportunities. Hotline does the same thing. I mean, Hotline isn't exclusive for parents, right? It's a hotline for whoever,
sure,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's another way of getting.
And just as a follow-up on that, you know, I know how overwhelming your job is, but I think that even with things like this, it doesn't necessarily have to be a written goal, but it could be under your professional piece, just that the board gently reminding you, you know, are we continuing with this, making sure that our staff and that our students are in safe environments and kids are not feeling unsafe and not wanting to come to school. It doesn't have to be a specific goal, but whether or not it's a goal, it is an expectation.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
And it's not, I really believe it's not your job to do it. It's your job to facilitate it, and the board should be able, through this tool, to hold you accountable without it being a negative. You didn't do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Because you could have decided, you know what, the hotline is not going to work. We're going to do X. And that's what your job is. But not to feel like, oh, my God, it's another thing that I have to do.
Yeah.
Because you seem to delegate really well.
It's not good to have 100 goals.
No.
You know what I mean? So I think that what you're saying is important, but and I need to, you know, keep things going in the background. But.
Ms. Disney, your brow is furrowed.
Well, I feel like we did the goals, and they should be, I would like to see them placed into the template with, you know, goal, outcome, and indicator, or however you want to call it, the way they are. And then these other new things, instead of changing what's already been done here, I feel like it's so late in the year that you've already really started implementing many of these things. So I would rather not add anything else to this, but you put it anything else in that soft, in the area with the soft attributes that we're going to look at, rather than modify this.
I think on the communication tools with the technology, I think investigating other forms and getting feedback from the community is right in line. So that's, you know, that's
so you're comfortable with that.
Oh, yeah. Because so I think that fits in.
But I do agree with that comment you made about we are far into this into the school year.
The two follow each other pretty.
Yeah, they do.
But I would take this and plug it into this format, and then what we need to work on is really the soft.
Yes.
That part that goes, that tacks on to after this.
So what I'd like to do is to take my information and go ahead and put it in this format and provide that for you to take a look at.
And if you would get what Ms. Disney did in 2008, I believe it was, and what Ms. Jimenez had for her verbiage, and
well, I'm just going to do my stuff, the performance outcome.
And if you would look at, you know, what I'm saying is,
you know what I mean?
No, what I'm saying is, if I was pink sheet.
Okay, pink sheet.
If you would look at that, and then if you would rewrite something that
the next week.
Or I'll work on it with you.
So maybe we should do this with Judy and let Dr. Adams do the
That's
bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the background.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But as you do that, I really would like you to distinguish between what it is that you're trying to do and how you're going to do it. Because that would give clarity to the the documents.
Like goals, objectives, and then the indicators, right? Because the objective will describe what you
got it.
You have direction on that?
I'll work with Ms. Stang. We'll set up a date. We will work on that. I need input.
Or can we do this independent, like take what we have, modify it, send it in to you, and then
if you would send it in to Miss Judy.
Into Miss Judy.
Why am I saying Miss Judy? Miss Stein. Send it in to Miss Stein.
Okay.
Miss Judy.
And then you'll compile that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How about
we wouldn't have to have another meeting?
And it wasn't even you. How about the scoring portion? Did we reach any agreement on how we want to
How do you
want to
score? Do you want to leave any numbers or percentages on there? I've already expressed I do not.
I like the Orange County one. Commendable.
Mr. McCain?
Are we going to add?
I'm fine without going without numbers or percentages.
Okay. But
I don't
we're going
care
to
what
add
you call
not observed. That's Ms. Jimenez's suggestion.
Did you say yes or no to numbers?
Yeah, I think we just need the four.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't do numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I. What you call them is way far away from what I care about.
How about cool?
Awesome. Yeah, see, if you let me do it, it's going to be awesome, not worth a crap. Stuff like that.
Okay.
So
there'll be two.
I would go ahead and just make what you call them, I really don't care.
Next to each one of them.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going
to
go with
version.
Commendable. Exactly. We're going to go with commendable, meets expectations, reasonable progress towards expectations, needs improvement, and not observed.
Well, if we get to that point, I think we need a different conversation.
Well, would it be not observed or not
No movement be towards a goal. Is it a whole other conversation?
Do you want to go with just the four? We need to decide.
But let me ask a question. If something is not done, it doesn't need improvement. It was not done and therefore not observed. So we have to have an out. Because
why do you say not applicable?
There may be some reason where it wouldn't be applicable.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a goal, it's a goal, but maybe there's something that...
A meteor hit
something.
That's
fine.
And
sweet. Why don't we bring that up?
You weren't able to...
Yeah, needs improvement to me means that...
Yeah, what?
Share
the class,
met expectations there.
Can you share that? I was just looking at the Orange School Board Superintendent Evaluation where they actually define commendable, meets expectations. It's on page 3 of the superintendent, Orange Superintendent Evaluation, where they actually define what each of those means.
Oh, and that would be
which I think would be help, which would address, I think, the issue that you're discussing.
Thank you.
I do, too.
And... yeah, we had a description of ratings in our other one
yes,
as well.
We did.
So we'll
include
that
those.
In there somewhere.
Okay.
What else?
Okay. So purpose and beliefs, we're going to do our own editing and submit it to Mrs. Stang.
Yes.
For compilation.
Okay. I don't have my calendar here. Submit it to Mrs. Stang before... need a date. Somebody got a date.
November 7th.
November 7th?
I don't know.
That's a date, right?
I have a meeting that day, so.
Okay.
Well,
okay. November 7th. Is that a Tuesday?
No. It's a Friday, a Thursday.
Okay. So.
Want to do the 5th?
Okay. November 5th.
Perfect.
Are you trying to do math there?
I should have liked
math. In public.
I saw it, yeah. You're squinting
really
up
hurt.
And trying to go 7 minus 2.
And,
go on.
And then if
carry the 3.
Today, if we can do
divide
it at first. Discussion.
Yes,
board discussion.
Okay. Is that all right?
So do we want to bring this all back to look at it, the first board discussion?
With your...
With mine and...
And ours.
And ours. Okay.
Is that okay?
It actually would... If you could email it to us before so we can come prepared to give feedback.
Good idea. Okay.
Good idea.
So when is that?
That's the first Tuesday is when it's all due, and the second Tuesday is when we have the board discussion.
Right.
I think in November we're different. November 5th is our first business
November
meeting
5th.
And discussion session.
So maybe we
so
need
you have to
do
go
sooner.
To December.
Well, sooner is next week.
Yeah,
the first...
Really?
The first is next Friday.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'm just saying.
Thank you for reminding us
where October went, disappeared.
Well, next week Halloween would be the 29th, but it would be due. And then the discussion would be.
I'm going to be at Kentucky Fried Chicken table.
Okay. Costumes for the board
members. Stan, would you make a note to be sure and remind board members that the.
To this point, it's not on October.
That is due on the 29th.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make mine due to the 29th. To
right.
you as well.
Right.
Or I'll send it to Judy and she can send it everything out to everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
And we
then Miss Stanley and I will get together and we will come up with making circuits to all the board members along with the input from the board members. Okay?
Yep.
Miss Stanley, any question on that? You know which way we're going. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Next step.
So here's my recommendation. We can use it as a starting point.
I didn't call it.
And our soft stuff is in the back of the notebook.
Yes. So I guess what we probably want to do, I put out a couple of the standards that I recommend we include, but I think if we maybe made a list of looking at our old tool, what we wanted to include, and then identified that, and then populated it, we could come up with a document. Okay? Go from there.
Okay, so I could just throw one out. The effective board member relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think that needs to go in.
Okay. Any disagreement? Hearing none, moving along. All of those?
I mean, these are guidelines, right?
I know what I use that for is a trigger for comments, pro or con.
Mm-hmm. Can we label them on that tool as guidelines? Not as indicators because our indicators are
I like that.
We just say guidelines. Yeah. That gives us
okay. And I don't think that there's any of those.
I would strike academic success because we have academic as a goal.
That's true.
I certainly think leadership needs to be in there.
The integrity and leadership. Yes.
Communication and community engagement. Maybe it's because you do so much of it. I think it still needs to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's one of the goals.
Well, that's true.
But that's ongoing.
It is.
Here's an example.
I can't look at this differently though, than what our goals are.
Wait, but here's an example. One of the things that's not on our goal sheet that Dr. Adams has been very intentional about is visiting schools and being present in the schools and communicating with the teachers and, at a different level than you've been allowed to in the past because you were so busy. So I would see that as part of this communication.
Sure, that's a different.
And the other piece is community engagement, but that's something that I would really highlight.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a specific goal and doesn't need to be, but that's something that the superintendent should be doing.
Which is in there. It says visit school sites and communication
with
staff.
But it's not in the other goals. Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to leave that in, the communication and community engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just had, since we threw out leadership and integrity as one of them, and we have all those dimensions there. On page 6, I think that this idea of maintaining accountability of school and department leadership should be part of that integrity of leadership. I don't see it in there, and maybe it is there, and I just missed it.
I actually... Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That was it.
Go ahead, Ms. I would actually put that under the highly developed and high performing staff. If you're going to keep it, if we're going to keep it in, we haven't talked about it yet, but that's where I would rather see it.
Okay, because I actually thinking about that, I thought that the highly developed, because there's so much emphasis on human resources, and one of the goals, I thought we may not need it, but you're right, that's something that is ongoing. So there may be fewer goals in the future there, but that still needs to be maintained.
What it does for me to have this in is give us an opportunity to talk in private about some of the issues that are your domain, where you totally, you know, have implementation of employees, but where I feel like I need a place for some input on it.
Right.
Without every day feeding into your management of employees, but an opportunity to comment.
Yeah. I mean, actually, it's a very, very critical piece of success.
Yes. And actually, that item that I was looking at is there under delegates responsibility and authority to staff members appropriate to the position, each holds and holds them accountable. Mm-hmm. So that piece is included, so I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay. All right, so the only one we're taking out is academic success. Is that correct?
Well, my other suggestion on Dimension 6, it's titled Efficient, Effective Operational Planning and Organization, and I'd like to see more emphasis on the financial aspect of the district, particularly the area about making sure that we are being loyal to the taxpayers with our promises for the referendum. So to have an opportunity to comment on that in this area and change the title to talk about finance more than...
And we just had in the paper this weekend, a couple of you were gone, it was our accountability to the community. Mm-hmm. It was nice thing about how we spent their dollars on the referendums.
So what would be your suggestion for the new wording on Dimension 6?
Well, you could just add comma financial management, perhaps.
Efficient and effective operational planning, organization, and financial management.
Then I'll add a bullet about, overseeing the use of the referendum dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, do we want to be really specific about that? Because those referendum dollars, I would say something like taxpayer dollars, because the referendum is not forever. And so it could become dated, but if it's the whatever taxpayer dollars, referendum or not.
Right. Use the bullet as for ad valorem taxes, is that what you're saying? But then that excludes the referendum.
Just say taxpayer funds.
Yeah. Overall.
Yeah.
Overall. Within that, you can speak to the referendum.
Right.
You know, if it's applicable. But.
And you could even do it in parentheses, e.g., ad valorem, referendum, you know, whatever applies. Some people have that 5 cents tax. People have different.
Yeah. By changing this, well, we called it dimension before. I don't know what we're going to call it in the future. This would be a good place to speak to the change in our bond rating, for instance, comment on that.
Yeah.
So, because we don't have really any place to talk about that except in the general comment.
Yeah.
There is
maintains accurate financial records to ensure proper expenditure of funds and elimination of waste. But one is the oversee the use of taxpayer funds. Is that, can we make it that simple? You okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I think that's general enough.
Okay. And adding and financial management on that.
Yeah. I would would do that something like appropriate, or because you know there are some superintendents that have overseen some inappropriate use of financial funds, so they did the oversight piece, but it was not the way their board had hoped.
Appropriate oversight.
Not that you would do that. Not that you would do that. But I'm just putting it out there, and you know we don't have to.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Does that mean when you use the district credit card, you shopped on the sale rack?
Yeah. I do not.
See, she was trying to save money.
I've seen her at Stein Merchants at the sale racks. So.
Anything else?
We could call these something along the lines of professional standards. That's what one of the... Mm-hmm. I think that's what Collier does. It's performance outcomes, but they do percentages, and then they do professional standards. But
you want to change that from dimensions to professional standards?
And then we are going to use the same ratings as...
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
With no numbers.
Right. No numbers. I think that's...
And I think Mrs. Stang has this piece, so yes, she can.
Okay, so the charge to the board moving forward is meet any information by the 28th, and Mrs. Stang is going to send you a reminder. And probably the beginning of next week, Monday or Tuesday of next week.
So is it the 8th or 28th or 29th?
Thursday?
28th?
What's Friday? Not this Thursday.
Put anything on the calendar for Friday. The kids can just miss school for that Friday.
Mike's daughter wanted to wear a different one for school and a different one for trick or treat and a different one for church.
Of course.
All right, before we get into personal conversations, is there anything else that needs to go forward with this?
You are too late. We're already into our personal conversation.
We've been chastised again.
Since it's on record, you can wait just a second and we will be off the recorder. Meeting adjourned.